الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: افعلوا الخير دهركم وتعرضوا لنفحات رحمة الله، فإن لله نفحات من رحمته يصيب بها من يشاء من عباده، وسلوا الله أن يستر عوراتكم وأن يؤمن روعاتكم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Iman and its manifestation in the perfect teachings of Islam as found in the perfect and pure laws of this great Shariat of Islam. And Allah Ta'ala furthermore has made us, over and above making us believers, the best nation of believers, khayra ummah, as Allah Ta'ala himself says in the Quran Azim, in the ummah of his beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is through this connection to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has bestowed us this ummah with the best of everything, best of revelation, the Quran Azim, the cities of Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, this great month of Ramadan, and within it the last 10 nights, and within those Laylatul Qadr, the night of great magnificence and rank and status. The hadith quoted very aptly, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for this time of the year especially, that do as much good as you can time you have in the lifespan you have remaining. Fill it up with an abundance of goodness. This home stretch of this great month of Ramadan is a time when we exert ourselves even more than we have done so throughout this great month. Normally, you know, when there is a race, a person runs, the last 100 meters, the home stretch, is when one reserves all one's strength for that and gives it all of oneself. Prime and peak time in business, preparations are made well in advance, and at that time one puts all one's efforts. These are material things. So for the spiritual prime time and peak time of the year, going into the last week of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, it is possible that next Jummah may not even be Ramadan, though the higher probability is there. So it's time for us to exert ourselves. Understand it this way, that as from tomorrow, every day, Saturday, Sunday, is definitely the last of this month of Ramadan. So to give it our all. And in this hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that fill up your time with as much good as possible. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and says that there is nothing that causes me greater sorrow and sadness to know that one day of my life has gone, the sun has set on this day, never to come back again. And in that day I have not increased in my goodness, in my connection, my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So this is the time we exert ourselves. For Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says further on that most certainly there are the breezes and the winds of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that blows every now and again. And when those opportune moments come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ta'arradu, put yourself online for those breezes of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that blows. For indeed, through those breezes of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes it reach and covers those of his servants whom he wishes, and we beg that Allah Ta'ala makes us amongst them. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says further advice: ask Allah Ta'ala to conceal and cover your faults and beg from Allah Ta'ala to give you peace and comfort regarding your worries and anxieties. So ask of all our needs and necessities from Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, this great month is more than 3 weeks have passed. But let us keep focus. Let us exert ourselves even more. There are still many opportunities to look forward to in what remains of this great month, that we take the maximum benefit from these 10 days and nights. All of them are such extremely virtuous. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever resident in Medina Munawwara, would observe i'tikaf in at least the last 10 days of Ramadan, sometimes 20 days, sometimes the entire month, where Allah Ta'ala takes 10 nights. Some opine it means the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and some opinions are also that it refers to the entirety of the last 10 nights and days of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr, though 2 odd nights have already passed, there still remain 3 odd nights that we make an effort, just these 5 nights, the odd number of the last 10 nights of Ramadan in which Laylatul Qadr is found, that still remains with us. The Khatam of Quran Sharif still remains. These precious days and nights, where every day and every night at least one dua is guaranteed acceptance. Subhanallah, and as we approach the end, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala gushes forth even more. We still have those 6 or 7 days of guaranteed dua acceptance at the time of iftar. We still have this great opportunity. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala is kareem, extremely generous, that every day at the time of iftar, hundreds of thousands are emancipated, are given freedom, are given eternal salvation from the fire of Jahannam. And on the last night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala frees from Jahannam many as had been freed throughout that. So we turn more to Allah Ta'ala and have this fervent desire. What should be the attitude in the build-up to going towards the end of Ramadan? As said, exert ourselves even more. This worry and concern that am I of those who are forgiven in this month of Ramadan? Let us keep in mind the hadith we had at the beginning, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in climbing the minbar, said Ameen thrice to 3 curses uttered by Jibreel alayhi salam, and one of those, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lah, distance be that person from the mercies of Allah Ta'ala, who finds the golden opportunity of Ramadan, and yet Ramadan comes to an end and that person is not forgiven. So we beg, we beseech Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, to turn to Allah Ta'ala with all sincerity. Forgive us our shortcomings in Ramadan. Forgive us all our sins of our past life. And what great examples we find in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of this ummah, had fully assisted his father in opposition and enmity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Makkah Mukarramah is conquered, he says, I cannot be in the same city as the killers of my father. And he runs away from Makkah, intending to go take a ship and go to Yemen. His wife is amongst those who brings iman in the interim period, Ummu Hakim bintul Harith. And she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to grant asylum to her husband, Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, if he comes remorseful. Immediately, this was the day, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, 20th of this great month of Ramadan, the 8th year of Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without hesitation, says he is guaranteed asylum. She goes in search of him, eventually catches up with him and says, O the leader of the youth of the Quraysh, where are you going to? You are going to a land where nobody knows you. Your whole life you have spent in Makkah Mukarramah. She says, I have come to you from the best of people, the most pious, the most noble, and the most virtuous of human beings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed you asylum. His heart is touched. He comes. The moment he walks into the majlis of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up to hug him and welcome him. And then he proclaims the Shahada, and then he makes a pledge that all my physical efforts that I have expired in enmity to you and Islam, everything I have said against you, I will double those efforts for the cause of Islam. And he played a great role in the battles against the Murtads, those who had reneged from Islam, na'udhu billah, in the conquest of Sham, was a brave hero of Islam. Every amount of money that I have spent against you in enmity to stem the flow of Islam, I will spend double that for the cause of Islam. Another personality, Habbar ibn al-Aswad, who had caused so much harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send out an army, saying to them specifically, if you find Habbar ibn al-Aswad, then take care, get rid of him. He is the one who, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, was migrating and she was expecting, he poked her and pushed her and she fell off the conveyance and lost the baby that was in her womb. He comes so sincerely remorseful, repentant. Sahaba radiallahu anhu are anxiously awaiting. This is that man who had caused so much harm to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately on entry, he says, I testify none worthy of worship except Allah, and I testify you are definitely the messenger of Allah. And he goes on to say that we were in shirk, we were in ignorance. I beg you to forgive me for all the harm that you had heard from my side coming to you. I beg and plead with you to forgive me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nodding his head and eventually says that Islam is a means of the forgiveness of all your sins, and I personally forgive you for whatever harm you had caused me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the only thing Allah ta'ala increases a person in by forgiving others is honor and dignity. It is not a weak position. It is not a loss. It is an increase in izzat and honor. One beautiful example from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in and the attitude we adopt in these coming days and nights. In the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind the Rawdah Sharifa, there's various pillars with demarcations given different names. And there is a pillar there called Ustwani Abi Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala an. The pillar of Abu Lubaba radiallahu an, and the origins of it was that he had committed a grave error of judgment, either staying behind from Tabuk or divulging information that he was not supposed to the Banu Qurayza. The moment he did it, he immediately realized his mistake. And this is the first step in Tawbah, acknowledgement, shame and remorse. He took a back road, ashamed of himself, to the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and went and tied himself up on one of those pillars and made a pledge to Allah ta'ala that he will remain bounded there unless Allah ta'ala reveals the acceptance of his tawbah, or otherwise he will rather die in that condition, at least showing repentance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, had he come to me, I would have asked for forgiveness, but now this matter is between him and Allah Ta'ala, so leave it as is. Some narrations mention after 7 days Allah Ta'ala revealed the acceptance of his tawbah, by which time he was famished, hungry and thirsty. And when he was given the glad tidings, he says, no, I will not move from here unless Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam unties me with his mubarak hands. Hazrat Ummu Salama radiallahu anha says, I could see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam untying him. So this is the spirit. Am I forgiven? Am I of those emancipated from the fire of Jahannam in this great month of Ramadan? So every opportunity we can increase in our tilawat, our istighfar, sincere tawbah, beg Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for our past, make a sincere intention never to go back to those sins, forsake and leave the sin in practicality. That is tawbatan nasuha. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a maqbool Ramadan and give us the tawfiq. Once again, to repeat the hadith at the beginning, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that fill up the remaining time in your life with as much good as possible, and there are certain breezes and winds that bring the abundant mercies of Allah Ta'ala, certain times, occasions and places. So put yourself on line to be covered in those breezes of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that He sends upon whom He wishes of His servants. Beg Allah Ta'ala to conceal your faults and beg Allah Ta'ala to grant you safety from your anxieties and worries. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, reminder that the collection today is specifically for, as usual, the GMA for the Masjid and Madrasa. Now, one who knows if there is another Jummah or not, but the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days, rewards are multiplied many, many fold. So let us, inshallah, contribute generously to the house of Allah Ta'ala and the madrasa, local residents, those who may be new in the area. This is a great chance and opportunity to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever good emanates from here, we will have a share in it. Let us contribute as generously as possible. Inshallah, on Sunday, after the Dhuhr Salah, advices will be given specifically similar to the topic under discussion, the means of gaining asylum, the means of gaining freedom from the fire of Jahannam. That will take place for about half an hour, inshallah, on Sunday after Dhuhr.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين وَاللَّهَ يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يجعل له فرقانا ويكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أعظمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام ونعمة هذا الشهر العظيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان والشهر الذي فرض الله الصيام ووعد له سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه فلنغتنم من هذه الفرصة الذهبية ولنكثر من الدعاء والتلاوة والقيام والتضرع إلى الله والبكاء أمام الله عز وجل لحصول المغفرة والعتق من النار وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم افعلوا الخير دهركم وتعرضوا لنفحات رحمة الله فإن لله نفحات من رحمته يصيب بها من يشاء من عباده وسلوا الله أن يستر عوراتكم ويؤمن روعاتكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه الطبراني في المعجم الكبير أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن كربهم وعن كرب المسلمين. اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المغفورين في شهر رمضان. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في شهر رمضان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the safs, stand as close as possible, with our shoulders touching each other. Stand in a way that when salah commences, there's no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى يتذل وتقارب وترص. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سمن يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallam. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وأمن رواتنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم لا تنزع عنا صالح ما أعطيتنا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.